hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
An unexpected rise last week in first-time jobless claims may signal a tightening of the labor market. The Labor Department saying they rose by 10,000. It was the second straight week of increased first-time claims for unemployment. Charles Manson is said to be in grave condition in a California hospital. TMZ reports Manson was brought to the hospital in Bakersfield a few days ago and is now reportedly close to death. The 83-year-old Manson's been serving a life sentence for ordering the brutal killings of seven people back in 1969. Pete has been putting up some new billboards, including in the Phoenix, Arizona area, as we hear from Jason Campadonia.
The group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has installed several billboards near fast food joints. Some have a picture of a chicken on them with the caption, "Would it kill you to get a bean burrito?" There are also billboards that feature cows with the caption, "I'm you, only different." Part of the PETA push is to get people to think about meatless meals on Thanksgiving instead of the traditional turkey. On Wednesday, women wearing feather bikinis handed out bean burritos at a Taco Bell in Peoria.
And the Great American Smokeout is today. It's an event that encourages smokers to quit the habit for at least just this one day, and then hopefully they can stay off that habit. The Centers for Disease Control says the national smoking rate has dropped to 15% or 36 million people, but still, smoking-related illnesses are the number one cause of death in America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. Coming to you from the construction zone, it is 55, partly cloudy degrees. There's a 40% chance of showers today, but I'm not feeling it because it's bright and sunny out there. Mostly clear tonight with a high of 31. Tomorrow, Friday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 47. Saturday, partly sunny, then a chance of showers, a high of 56. And then Sunday, showers likely in the morning, then partly sunny and breezy.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show program. Question, what happened at the commercial with whoever and Pat?
Oh, I forgot to play it. I'll play it during the first break, you're right. Pat and Heidi.
No, Pat, the construction people.
Oh gosh, I got so distracted by the pounding going on outside. I'll play it during the first break.
You want to play it right now?
I'm going to soften.
We can just throw it in there. Go ahead.
All right, we're going to put Henry Mancini on hold. Play the commercial and I will be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Welcome back to the Library Show, take two. I just can't get started unless Steve and Pat are singing. I just need that little that little jingle by them. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. You're making me sad. Is there some reason you're playing this melancholy song? Are we in the days of wine and roses right now? Is that like a period of your life that's your day of wine and roses?
Don't you know what today is?
The day of wine and roses?
Today's the day of wine.
No, what?
It's Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
I'm sorry I asked. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. I don't see any Beaujolais Nouveau on the desk here.
Over right after to get it.
Should have brought it now. We could have imbibed.
I didn't think of that.
Why, is there any rules against radio hosts drinking while they broadcast? I don't see
rules
any
against county employees drinking while they work.
Oh, then I guess that's a little problem then. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the deadline to enter the HCL Gingerbread Competition is tomorrow, November 17th. But that's not written in stone, Jennifer.
Or in gingerbread.
We give you all the details. We'll give you all the details of this fun annual event. A week from today is Thanksgiving. Can you believe that?
I cannot.
Thanksgiving's a week from today.
You said that.
That
we're not going to have a radio show next week.
That's correct.
That's
program alert, the Hunterdon Chamber offices will be closed for Thanksgiving, so there'll be no live radio broadcast that day. After Thanksgiving, we'll be presenting a host of holiday programs to help you make your season bright. Jennifer wonders, how do you know if you're out of invisible ink? Youth services programs, an adult winter reading club, Knitters Unite, and so much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Jennifer was not here last week. She was on a week vacation. Did you travel abroad or anything?
I traveled across.
What's that mean?
I went across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, okay.
I went across the harbor to Staten Island on the ferry.
If you didn't listen last week, I had a guest co-host, Kiko Murillo, a avid listener of our show, joined us live at the Business Expo. Did you get to listen to the show at all?
I have to listen to it.
Oh, you haven't listened to it yet?
I'll tell you why at the break why I didn't listen yesterday.
Okay. You can't tell me now.
I don't want to.
It's going to be one of those days, isn't it, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah.
So Kiko, I thought, did a fine job. We talked about West Point. We talked about Puerto Rico, where he's from and where his family's from. Veterans Day. Did some trivia. As well as talked about library services and programs, of course, is the Library Show.
Can I go back to Days of Wine and Roses for
1 second?
And the screenplay for the movie Days of Wine and Roses, do you remember who it was written by?
J.P. Miller?
Miller, who was one of the founding members of the current Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
I do know that.
Yes. So there was a Hunterdon County connection besides.
But did J.P. Miller also do, was a famous writer, right? Did he do anything else?
Well, he wrote Days of Wine and Roses was his big thing.
Okay. Was he a local resident?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Okay, we have a couple programs to tell you about coming up before Thanksgiving. Starting with today, Fred Miller will be in the meeting room of the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Route 12. presenting a program called When You're Smiling. It's the fun and funny. An American popular song. Fred Miller, if you don't know, is our resident pianist, singer, narrator. He's been performing for us for the last 20-plus years. And he'll be performing today at 2 p.m. It's an afternoon concert series at the Hunterdon County Library. When You're Smiling, the fun and funny, an American popular song. And then tonight, you can come see Fred, then go get a nice meal.
And then, well, there's a movie at headquarters, too. You have two things to pick from tonight.
Are you sure there's a movie?
I'm sure there's a movie. Going in Style.
Okay.
Desperate to pay the bills and come through for their loved ones. Three lifelong pals risk it all by embarking on a daring bid to knock off the very bank that absconded with their money. And it's Morgan Freeman, Alan Arkin, and Michael Caine.
It's one of those. They're doing a lot of those old buddy movies lately, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that an old movie with George Burns or something?
We talked about this.
Were they knocked up? We did. Okay,
yeah.
Then never mind.
And it's like the Sunshine Boys. But I guess maybe they do it every so often as the next generation comes up. You know, on was it Monday night? Was the Odd Couple Day?
What's that mean?
Because the Odd Couple started November 13th. Felix Unger's wife asked him to move out.
Oh, because they mentioned it in the opening of the show.
Yeah. I mean,
didn't realize that. How does one celebrate
Just kind of remember.
Are we an odd couple, Jennifer?
I think so, don't you? No, but I was just thinking about old buddy movies, and that's kind of...
Sure.
It brought me back to that.
Lots of buddy movies. Be a good trivia category. Let me make a mental note of that. Okay, and then also tonight at the North County Branch Library, we have a live performer. It's Jesse Posa, and he'll be swinging as Sinatra. Jesse performs as the chairman of the board, singing Sinatra's biggest hits, including Summer Wind, Strangers in the Night, I've Got the World on a String, Fly Me to the Moon. So if you got the world on a string, what does that mean?
It felt like a yo-yo.
Is that a good thing? I've got the world on a string. I've never thought of this before. How can that be a good thing?
I don't know. I mean, I guess
Fly Me to the Moon, My Way, and much, much more. See this live young Frank Sinatra performer and look-alike impersonator tonight at the North County Branch Library. The show starts at 7 p.m., I believe there's still room. All of our programs that Jennifer and I talk about, all library programs, are free and open to the public. And that's thanks to funding that's been made possible in part by the New Jersey State Council of the Arts and also by the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, as well as the Friends of the Library who fund some of our shows as well. So all these great speakers and authors and performers. We can bring them to you, for free, Jennifer, because of these grants and generous assistance by our friends group. And if you hear that banging in the background, they're working on the large mansion. That's where the chamber offices are on Main Street. They're actually stripping those columns up out front. And I was watching them. They're using hair dryers. Is that the best way to be doing it? Isn't there a better tool
to
strip paint? That's how your father does it. But a construction crew that has to do a column that's 30 feet tall and...
I don't know.
There's got to be a better way.
Tell me quick about the expo.
Okay, last week we did broadcast live. Kiko and I and Chris broadcast live from the Business Expo. It was in the Nextel Arena. Nextel. Next Level Arena. And Next is only N-E-X. There's no T there, just to annoy you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we got to talk to a lot of our library fans and a lot of other of the people that were there working the Business Expo. Hunterdon Chamber Radio was broadcasting live. Joan Sibo and Cheryl Grotchian were there on hand to man the library booth. We had a lot of stuff to hand out, a lot of people we talked to about our programs. I got to hold the Super Bowl trophy from Jim Gannot's.
I saw your picture.
Jim Gannot's booth.
How did he get...
You know who took that picture? This is how the Business Expo works. Christian Hunter from the Hunterdon Harmonizers.
Oh, really?
Yes. One big happy family over there.
How did Jim get the trophy?
So good story. So The Giants won the Super Bowl for the first time, and their owner never thought they were going to, didn't think for some reason they were going to never win another Super Bowl. So we had these Super Bowl trophies made just for like three or four people. Mm-hmm. Himself, like Phil Sims, the coach, and there was this trainer that had been with the team for 60 plus years. So he made one for this guy, right? And this guy ends up selling it to Jim Gano for $500. I guess I don't know why, what happened. So Jim buys it and doesn't really know the history until he finds out later on. So first of all, the regular Super Bowl trophy, you know, people walking around, it weighs 7 pounds. This one weighs 34 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, pick it up first, and I tried to pick it up one hand. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke, like he had bolted it to the table or something. No, it's solid silver and then plated in silver.
Wow.
So it's way more valuable than the regular Super Bowl trophy. And so he said a gentleman came up to him. He brings it places, like when he does business expos and stuff like that. It's a conversation piece. He said some guy walked up to his booth and offered him $60,000 on the spot for it.
Wow.
He turned it down, and the guy said he could easily get $100,000 for this trophy.
Nice.
Amazing, right?
It is.
So if you want to hold the Super Bowl trophy, stop by Crown Trophy in Flemington. You can also get your own trophies and other good stuff, embroidery, banners, everything at Crown Trophy in Flemington. Jim Gano, of course, does the show right after our show at 12 noon, taking care of business.
All right. Now we're going to take care of some business, and we will be right back after this break.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatcher. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. Is it too early? See how quickly Christmas sneaks up on you?
Yes.
See, it wasn't too early to talk about it. We should be talking about it all the time then.
Next week.
I can tell you.
Are you running the turkey trot?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Are you?
No.
I'm going to air quotes run the turkey trot. I'm going to trot more the turkey trot, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't go for time. I just go to finish it. I haven't trained for it at all. Let's put it that way.
I see.
So after we come back after this radio show, it's all Christmas all the time. Are you planning on going to Christmas Trivia at Lone Eagle Brewery on Wednesday, December 20th?
I haven't planned that far ahead. I haven't planned Monday, November.
You
got
to sign up.
Sign up,
you'll be committed, and then you just will go. And
why do you have to sign up? You can't just show up?
Have the time of your life. And you got to wear an ugly Christmas sweater.
I don't have any ugly Christmas
Or just
sweaters.
Wear a Christmas sweater.
I
know you have one of those. You're wearing a sweater right now.
It's not a Christmas sweater.
It could be.
There's neither red nor green in it.
There's a little red, no. You just got to wear a sweater, Jennifer.
Why? I would wear something.
See? I think you'll have a good time. I might be a little disappointed if you don't come, but that's...
I disappoint you constantly, Jim.
No, you don't. Not usually. Okay, today in history, I asked Jennifer questions about events that happened on this day. Kiko did very well last week, by
I'm
the
sure
way.
He
and
did.
This, I think he raised the bar pretty high on this, Jennifer. Of course, there were a couple of military questions.
I also would like to congratulate my father. Today is the National Smokeout, Great American Smokeout.
Everything's Beaujolais. It's everything just one day, isn't it?
Yeah. And in 1985, he smoked his last cigarette.
Good for him.
Yes. So he's been smoke-free for 32 years.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Was he a big smoker when he was younger? That was the generation back then,
yeah,
Jennifer.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
My parents both smoked, I believe, when I was younger. Till they, I guess they just didn't know the danger of cigarettes when you were younger, right?
No. I mean, my father and his three sisters and his mother all smoked.
You're not allowed to advertise smoking anymore. Maybe that's one of the reasons.
No, yeah.
Okay, today is November 16th. I'll ask Jennifer some questions on events. I only have three events. And I actually only have three people who were born who have died.
You better talk really
slow. On November 16th.
You better talk really slow.
Give us more time to talk about our great holiday programs coming up, Jennifer.
Okay. Go.
And the gingerbread competition, et cetera, et cetera. Talk about your Thanksgiving traditions. I know you probably have some strange ones, if I know you. Okay, 19, not strange isn't the right word.
I know what you mean.
Eclectic, I don't
Odd.
Know.
Strange is the right word.
1776, Jennifer. Big year in history of
I've
our
heard
country.
Of it.
British and Hessian units capture Fort Washington from the good guys, from the Patriots. My question to you is, where was Fort Washington?
Pennsylvania.
I thought you'd get this one for some reason. Fort Washington was in the upper end of Manhattan. Washington Heights, Jennifer. Good place for a fort.
I was thinking about Fort Washington, Pennsylvania.
Well, you were incorrect.
The town.
Oh, yeah? Where in Pennsylvania is that?
I think Montgomery County. It's right outside of Philly.
There might have been a fort there one time, Jennifer, but it wasn't the fort that British and Hessian troops captured on this date in 1776.
And
if they did, that would be quite a coincidence.
I'm not really an uptown girl, Jim.
No?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Gotcha.
No. Moving on, 1907, Jennifer. What two territories formed to make a state, which was admitted as the 46th U.S. state? Name either territory or name the state. 1907. Two territories formed to make a state, which was our 46th state.
Nevada.
You should answer soon if you
Nevada.
Could.
Nevada.
If you could answer
Nevada.
Soon.
Soon? Oh, the Sooner State, Oklahoma.
I was trying to give you a hint. Don't be snapping at me.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is correct, Jennifer. Formed from the Oklahoma Territory and the Indian Territory, just the generically named Indian Territory.
It's where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
It sure does, Jennifer. 1990, pop group Milli Vanilli are stripped of the Grammy Award. Why?
Because they lip synced.
They lip synced what?
The song that won them the Grammy.
They lip synced the whole album.
The whole album, wow.
And they didn't sing one song on their whole album called Girl, You Know It's True.
Well, why would you have to lip sync an album? Because an album, you can't see it.
It's not they lip-synced. They didn't sing on their album. They lip-synced during the Grammys.
Okay, I see.
And that's what called attention to
it.
But you couldn't get it. Everybody lip-syncs at the Grammys.
Yeah.
But I guess back then they didn't do it as much. I don't know. But the lip-sync drew attention that they didn't actually sing on their album.
They did have a good look, though.
So it wasn't that they lip-synced on the Grammys. It was that they actually never even sang on the Grammy Award-winning album. They should give the Grammy Award to the people that did sing.
Right.
So I don't think they did. I think they just stripped it.
They should have.
Okay, born on this date in 1873, Jennifer, W.C. Handy, And there's only one reason I don't know who this guy is, except for a reference in some song. A song that you know. A song from a musical.
It's from The Music Man, I bet.
Very good. W.C. Handy was a famous trumpet player. Remember when it was, I'll never forget that fateful day when John Philip Sousa, blah, 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 W.C. Handy all came to town on this very same historic day.
Mm-hmm.
It was the beginning of 76 trombones.
Mm-hmm.
He mentions W.C. Handy.
Hmm.
1907, Burgess Meredith was born.
As a movie actor. And as soon as you say what he's in, I'm going to...
He's been in a lot of things, Jennifer.
I know.
Tons of things.
I know. Tell me some of them.
Most famously, probably later in life, though, he must have did a lot of things when he was younger. He played Mickey in the Rocky movies.
Mm-hmm.
You picture him there?
Yes.
He's going to hoit you poignant.
No, I know who he is.
Poignant. That's my impression of Mickey.
Good
he was also in. He was the Penguin in Batman. That one version of Batman. He was in that. He was in that famous Twilight Zone, where it's the end of the world, and he never had time to read, and it's the end of the world, and no one is around anymore, and he has all the books stacked up that he's going to finally have time to read. And then what happens?
The world ends.
No, he breaks his glasses, so he can't read anything. It was tragic, Jennifer.
Tragic, I tell you.
Kiko Murillo is listening today, by the way, Jennifer, answering correctly that Burgess Meredith did play the Penguin. He's continuing his trivia role from last week.
Thank you for filling in for me, Kiko. I appreciate it.
He's a little hurt that you didn't listen to the show. He wanted your opinion.
I will, but I'm going to give it to him tomorrow.
Okay. Kiko, Jennifer will be giving you his opinion of your first radio broadcast.
I got sidetracked.
Written opinion? Are you going to tell me and I'll pass it along? Or will you tell Kiko about it?
I will.
I invited Kiko to join us both in the studio one time. What do you think about that?
That's nice. I wish he would.
Maybe he will. Okay, finally died on this date, Jennifer, 1960. Maybe of a broken heart. Clark Gable.
He was...
Just don't say an actor. Don't say it.
Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind. His wife was Carol Lombard, and she was killed in the plane crash during the World War II Bond tour.
That's correct. That's why I mentioned broken heart, Jennifer.
Well, he waited a while.
Well, sometimes broken heart takes a while.
Mm.
Well, that was probably 15 years?
Yeah, at least.
He was only 59, Jennifer. I thought he was much older. Clark, he looked very grizzled for 59 when he died. That's why I think he's just... When she died, I just think he kind of gave up.
His pen is like leaking all over the place.
Is that something our listeners need to know?
They really don't, but...
Again, that is today in history. You don't have any trivia for me, do you?
I don't. I'm sorry. I had big plans. I did.
You came back from your vacation just not as prepared as I would have.
I would have liked to have been more prepared. I believe I told you... What happened yesterday?
Okay, I mentioned at the top of the show the gingerbread competition. We need to tell you all about this. It's coming up quick. Thanksgiving and as is Christmas. We got in the neighborhood of 20.
Oh, excellent, because I know you were concerned.
I was concerned.
I told you not to worry.
And that one group is dropping it off on Thursday afternoon.
We'll have to find a safe place for it.
And they say it's huge.
That's going to be a problem.
Yes, I know. We'll figure it out.
Well, can we just put a table up outside the meeting room?
We'll discuss this.
I'm sorry.
Up there. So the gingerbread competition, we mentioned one entry that's coming in next Thursday. But the entry deadline is tomorrow. But if you're still on the fence, we'll give you time to decide. We'll give you the weekend to decide, and you can still get us your entry form.
Or just bring it in.
Yes, or just bring it in. We're very flexible because the dates you drop them off are December, you still got a little time. It's December 2nd, if that's a Saturday from 1 to 5, or December 3rd from 1 to 5. Jennifer will be there with her smiling face.
She will not.
Jennifer won't be there with her smiling face? Where will Jennifer be with a smiling face? Nowhere.
Manhattan.
Oh, who's taking care of these duties?
Joan.
Oh, okay, very good. Joan Sabo, with her smiling face, will be on hand to collect them. So this is what you got to do to enter. You just pick up our entry form, either at one of our public libraries or go online, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the entry form right on the homepage. Print that out, fill it out, and drop it off. Or, like we said, you have a little more time. We'll extend the deadline. We have several categories. So if you're a kid up to 12 years old, there's a category just for you. Students ages 13 to 18, there's a category for them. Adult individuals, a category for them, Jennifer. A family group, there's a category for them. Guess what, Jennifer? Just a group like a school group or scout group or business group, there's a category for them. And then there's a professional category. So what you do is fill out the entry form, check which group you want to be in, drop it off at the designated times, and then all you got to do is what you want to make. And you have two choices. You can either make a Hunterdon County building or scene, because the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is one of our sponsors, or you can do a storybook building or scene, since the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are our other sponsors. There'll be cash prizes for first place in each category. There'll also be some honorable mentions. And we're going to have a nice welcome reception for everyone who enters and their families on Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. in HCL's Bookmark Cafe. And if you want to stick around after the welcome reception, we'll have refreshments and we'll announce the winners at this reception, I should say. And then after that, if you want to hang around, we have a concert that evening in the meeting room upstairs at 7 p.m. So you can just make an evening of it at the Hunterdon County Library. So we're very happy to partner with the Chamber of Commerce on this. We'll be accepting all of these gingerbread houses on December 2nd and 3rd, and then we'll put them on display starting December 4th, and they will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library throughout the month of December. So stop by and see them, as well as see many of our holiday programs, which we'll mention later in the show.
We should mention what's going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday with the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. There is a fundraiser at Charming Charlie. So shop at Charming Charlie at the Shops in Flemington on Rayville Avenue today, tomorrow, or Saturday. They're open 10 to 9. Mention the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at checkout, and they will donate up to 20% of your purchase to the library, the Friends of the Library.
So that's this weekend.
That is today, tomorrow.
Kind of early Black Friday shopping, kind of.
That's right. Get some early Christmas shopping.
Are you going?
I'm going as soon as we leave here.
Are you going to Charming Charlie?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not today. It's not one of the days.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
16th.
It is?
I said today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Oh, very good. I didn't know you shopped there. What are you
going to
buy?
I don't know. I'm going to the liquor store.
Christmas
first.
Shopping?
I don't know. Maybe I'll get you something.
Not too early to start Christmas shopping. All right, Jennifer, I think we should just start mentioning programs. I kind of free-form this last half hour of the program. What time is it? Do we need to go to news or anything?
No, it's 11:30.
You have a little alert on your thing there.
I know, it's annoying.
Okay, Jennifer had it up. That's why I want to mention this. The Holiday Movie Week with North County Branch Library. We may be doing this at the Hunterdon County Library, too, but we haven't put it together yet. But at the North County Branch Library, they're going to have a Holiday Movie Week starting on Tuesday, December 12th. And ending on Saturday, December 16th. So every day in that span, they'll be showing one Christmas movie at 2 p.m. in their meeting room. So it starts off on Tuesday, December 12th, with Miracle on 34th Street. And before you get too excited, it's not the version that I prefer.
Yeah, why are we showing that one?
I don't know, but it's a version starring, I forget
Richard
their name.
Attenborough.
Richard Attenborough of Santa Claus, who he recently died. And then the little girl who's been in a million things. And then you'll know all these actors. And it's okay.
It's a decent it's one. Better than the 1973 remake.
Right.
The only thing about that remake that I approve is Sebastian Cabot.
In this recent one, it wasn't that they presented mail. They presented a dollar or something, don't they? Because there's gods written on a dollar bill or something.
Yes, something like that.
Is that the proof that Santa Claus is insane?
I don't. But it's pretty good. As far as
okay, Wednesday, the next day, Wednesday, December 13th, they're showing a movie, a Christmas movie I've never seen, Jennifer. I guess
shocking.
I'm remiss. I'm going to have to watch it. It's called Black Nativity. It's the musical event of the holiday season, supposedly. And it looks like it stars, it's the one guy from The Preacher's Wife, The Preacher, I can't recognize the picture. It's too small. I can't recognize him. So Black Nativity, Wednesday, December 13th. On Thursday, December 14th, I have seen this one, The Family Stone. It's about a guy who comes home for the holidays with his new girlfriend, and it's supposedly a very tight-knit family, and they really give the girlfriend a hard time, which I don't agree with, Jennifer. I've actually gone through this, and it's I don't think find it very funny. I don't care if you're a close-knit family. You don't treat people that way. So The Family Stone.
Happened to me once.
If you want to find out how not to treat guests at the holidays, I highly suggest watching The Family Stone.
You don't want them there. Don't invite them.
Thank you. Friday, December 15th, Holiday Inn. Debatable Christmas movie. I mean, there's one Christmas scene, but it really takes place throughout the year, Jennifer.
Yes,
you could also call it a Valentine's movie.
That's the first movie that White Christmas was
yes,
in.
Yes, was written. White Christmas was written for that movie. But then they wrote a movie called White Christmas, which is all Christmas, Jennifer.
Right.
And actually, White Christmas, I was kind of on the fence on that in the beginning. It's a decent movie. It's campy, it's corny, but it does the holiday genre correctly, I think. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, I like
this. It's a decent story.
Yes.
With the general, and can't give anything away, I guess. And then finally, we'll be showing a version of The Christmas Carol on Saturday, December 16th. Guess which version?
Oh, it is a version.
It's the Muppet version, Jennifer, which is actually entertaining.
That's nice.
Michael Caine plays Scrooge, and he does a good job.
And it's a Saturday afternoon, and the kids will be around. And
yes. So the holiday movie week at the North County Branch Library, starting December 12th. So hopefully, maybe we'll see you at one of those showings. You really aren't prepared, are you?
I'm not.
I am just going to roll with all of this. I stopped talking, and it's just silence.
Sorry, I was scraping. December 1st at 11:45, which, yes.
I think you're going to have to find trivia after the second break.
It's
too early for Christmas trivia?
I'm not talking anymore if you're going to keep interrupting me.
You weren't talking before then.
December 1st, Friday at 11:45, we're going to welcome back the 100 Central Regional High School Fiddle Club under the direction of Will Magalio. They play a selection of traditional and non-traditional fiddle songs, and it started out as just like a little impromptu concert, but it has grown. So definitely, and sign up for it, because sometimes if the teachers spring a last-minute test, or they don't get a bus at the last minute, they have to cancel at the very, pretty close to the day of, and we would try to give you a
call.
That's
never happened.
It has twice.
It has?
Yeah, we had to cancel twice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And once, was I?
I don't know. You're usually off that day. Where are you going to be this day? Off.
This is December 1st. I'm not here, unfortunately. I've made every other one. I've been there every...
There was one time when they didn't show up, and Kirby Fowler played the piano, and we sang Christmas carols.
Oh, I wasn't there for that one.
No.
That's why, because I was off on that one.
And we have Eric.
So, Barry, how many years have we been doing this fiddle club thing? They used to perform in our lobby. They used to come
right,
and stand in the
like,
lobby.
It was like an impromptu kind of thing.
That was nice. And people really liked that. And
then
now,
people wanted to sit down, and then
yes,
it got... Yeah, the idea was just to
but
come
it's
in
a great,
and
it's a great holiday thing, and the
yes,
kids really like it, too. And
yes. And I'm interested to see, last year they wanted to do, they wanted to build a gingerbread house. And Mr. McAllia said that he would let them all come over to his house and build one. So I sent him the form. I don't know if they're going to do it or not.
I don't remember seeing that entry form, so hopefully. That'd be nice.
So, but and we're having another holiday tradition a little early this year, aren't we?
And what would that be referring to?
Eric Mantel.
Actually, he was in November last year, too.
Was
it's not
it?
Early. Is it, if it's after Thanksgiving, Jennifer.
All right.
Is it after Thanksgiving?
It is. It is Wednesday, November 9th at the Headquarters Library.
November what?
29th. And Thursday, December 7th at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. And this you definitely want to sign up for, because this will fill up quickly.
Yes, we're getting. So Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet, local heroes. But they'll be playing jazz-infused holiday songs as well as music from Vince Guaraldi's A Charlie Brown Christmas. So they've been doing this for maybe 20 years now. And people just eat them up, Jennifer. So you've just dropped it in my lap, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, the Eric Mantel Quartet, a jazz holiday, an annual tradition at the Huntington County Library. I'll just plow through all that since we're talking about the holiday programs. I'm just going to plow through them. What did I do now?
Because you want Christmas trivia, so I need to find it for you.
Okay, moving on. We have some other regular programs. Let's just go through every program, Jennifer, that we're having.
Okay.
So we mentioned the Jazz Holiday on November 29th and December 7th at two library locations. Then we have another On the Big Screen movie series presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library starting November 30th. There's four movies in this series starting November 30th and going all the way through February 1st of next year. The four movies we're showing this time is Collateral Beauty, have not seen it. Eddie the Eagle, have not seen it. That's about that ski jumper. The Glass Castle, have not seen it.
Oh, that must be very depressing. The book was very depressing.
Glass Castle, what's it about?
It's written by Jeanette Walls. It's a memoir. About growing up, she was homeless, and her parents were drug addicts and alcoholics, and they left the kids to fend for themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
And is she okay in the end?
Well, yes. She's a millionaire now, probably.
Oh, so it's about herself? It's an autobiography?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A memoir, yeah.
So it's going to be... Oh, it is a movie. Is it going to be a movie? That's why we're talking about
That's why we're talking about it.
And then finally, The Big Sick, Jennifer. Any idea what that's about?
The what?
The Big... Sick.
No.
When Emily contracts a mysterious illness, Kumail finds himself forced to face her feisty parents, his family's expectations, and his true feelings. Which means, I guess, he denied loving her, but he does. This is the guy, if you know, Kumail is played by the guy that played, I forget his name, but it was in the series Silicon Valley. Could you watch that?
No, but back to Nativity Christmas.
Yeah?
It's Forest Whitaker and Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett, very good. She played Tina Turner in the movie What's Love Got to Do With It?
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer booked this awesome program called The Making of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Hopefully Kiko Murillo's still listening because he's a huge Beatles fan. I'm sure he'll be there.
Kiko hates the Beatles as much as I do.
This is with Beatles... As much as you do.
No, I don't hate the Beatles.
Hold on a minute here. With Beatles scholar and storyteller Vinnie Bruno. If you're listening out there and you like the Beatles, you're in the majority. Trust me. Just don't listen to some narrow-minded people that don't just forget how influential and groundbreaking the Fab Four were. It was 50 years ago today, Jennifer. Please join Beatles scholar and storyteller Vinnie Bruno for his lecture about the making of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. This lecture will follow in the footsteps of the Beatles as they embark on the creation of their eighth studio album. Maybe you should ask me some Beatles trivia. Kika would enjoy that.
I've already got Christmas trivia up, so move on.
We can do both.
You should have done Beatles trivia last week with Kika.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, by the way, Jennifer, is Rolling Stone's number one ranked album of all time. So if you're interested in Sgt. Pepper and how the Beatles made it, I can tell you a couple stories right now if you wanted to
Thank
know.
You. That's okay. Let's move on.
December 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. So you're not going to be at this?
Didn't the Bee Gees remake it or something?
Excuse me?
Didn't the Bee Gees remake the song or the video or something?
They made a movie called Sgt. Pepper's. Yeah, it was terrible. Unwatchable. Go try to find that movie somewhere. They took it off the shelves, just like Kiss. Made a movie once. Good luck trying to find that piece of garbage. It was so bad, Kiss, I think, bought up every copy of it and all the rights because they made a huge mistake. The only person that can get away with making terrible movies in the history of music and still not be troubled by it, the great Elvis Presley. He made 31 of them. Didn't seem to tarnish his image at all. Wednesday, December 6th, the next day, a new performer for us, Stars and Stripes Forever, the great American piano with Paul Bisaccia. So this is kind of a patriotic tableau right in the middle of our holiday concerts, Jennifer, but I've watched him on YouTube, and his program looks great. Next week, I'll bring his program, what he's actually performing. He's going to be doing Gershwin and Joplin and patriotic music. And he's got the thing on the piano thing where you can see his hands playing. It's a classically trained piano. I'll give you his credentials next week, too. They're very impressive.
We won't be here next week.
Paul Bisaccia. Okay, the week after, Jennifer.
We'll be shouting it as you trot in Turkey Trot.
Wait, the week after? Oh, yeah, they'll still be a week before. September, I should have like a sandwich board. I should run with a sandwich board. like with library programs. I was going to actually run the Turkey Trot one year, dribbling a basketball to promote over 30 basketball in Raritan Township. But
that sounds dangerous.
That never happened. A Dutch Colonial Christmas with the Enslows, Saturday, December 9th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. So they play authentic colonial instruments such as hammered dulcimer and violin. In this case, a violin made in France in 1776. That's got to be worth some money. And then it's a brief entertaining history of how the song and how it fits into a colonial Christmas will be given for each tune. So the Enslows perform throughout the area. They're very popular. Once again, this is Saturday, December 9th at 2 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And then finally, one more. Not two more.
Three more. But talk fast because it's time for the commercial.
Is it? Okay. Quickly, the 100 and Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus join us again on Wednesday, December 13th at 7 p.m. at the 100 County Library. They've performed with us for many years. It's one of those great classic Christmas shows I highly recommend. Tuesday, December 19th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, Holiday Favorites with Rhonda Dene.
And Thursday, December 21st, if you still haven't finished your holiday decorations, come create an evergreen centerpiece at the North County Branch Library. Okay, we are going to go to the last commercial break, and we will be back with the requested Christmas trivia.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim.
Was I on the air when I said that?
No, you were not. And Jennifer Winberry. Kiko, you're awesome. You want to tell everybody why Kiko's awesome?
Kiko sent a picture of the Bee Gees and Peter Frampton as Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Baby, I Love Your Way.
I'll tell you how that movie is so bad. George Burns actually sings a song in that movie. Okay. Who else is in it? Aerosmith is in it. I mean, they had big stars. Steve Martin is in it.
All right. Do you want the super hard Christmas trivia?
Yeah.
Or are you going to
reminisce about your
food. Is this like with movies and stuff, or is it like Christmas in Moravia questions?
It's everything.
Okay.
Which department store created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Gosh, Wanamakers.
Dillard's, Montgomery Ward, Macy's, or JCPenney's?
Montgomery Ward.
I can't click. This is terrible. What is the capital of Christmas Island? Jackson, St. John, The Settlement, or Boothville?
I'm not going to get any of these. I don't know. You guess.
Let's say St. John. I don't know. The Christmas cracker was invented by Tom Smith, John Donut, Mark Daniels, or Peter Smith?
Donut.
What year was the first commercial Christmas card made? 1764?
These are too hard. We need to, like, Christmas movie trivia or something.
We're getting there. 1843, 1856, or 1902?
What was the thing invented?
What?
Tell me what was it. Oh, Christmas card? The earliest one.
43. What is the best-selling Christmas song ever?
White Christmas.
White Christmas. Brenda Lee was doing what around the Christmas tree?
Rocking.
Which reindeer is left out of the Night Before Christmas song?
Rudolph.
Who decided the date for Christmas would be December 25th? Pope John Paul, Julius I, Emperor Constantine, or Clement V?
Julius.
What do traditional Ukrainians put on their Christmas tree?
When I say Moravia, here we go.
For good luck. Candles, a bird's nest, a spider web.
Bird's nest.
Which Christmas cartoon was based on a New York Sun editorial?
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Let's see how you did. Montgomery Ward is, in fact...
I knew that one. It was the one, I think it was in Philly.
Then why'd you say Wanamakers?
Well, that was because that was in Philly, too.
Settlement is the capital of Christmas Island.
Of course it is.
Tom Smith invented the cracker.
Tom Smith also trained Seabiscuit. What a very talented guy.
1843 was the first commercial Christmas card. White Christmas is the best-selling, all-time best-selling Christmas song of the all-time. Brenda Lee did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Rudolph is not mentioned in The Night Before Christmas. Pope Julius I did declare December 25th Christmas Day. A spider web is what the Ukrainians put.
A spider web?
A spider web.
How do you put a spider web on a tree?
I don't know, but one year I had a sack of spiders in my
tree.
Did
you put it there?
Oh, no.
Well, exactly. You don't put spider webs places unless you're a spider.
You never heard there's a golden spider web. It's a Ukrainian.
Cricket on a hearth. That's good luck.
That's good luck. And yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. So not bad. Talk about your Knitters Unite.
Knitters Unite? You want me to talk about them?
All right, I will talk about
I got it right
our
here.
Knitting group meets every Monday morning at 10 o'clock on the lower level. And since mid-October, they've been knitting hats and scarves and booties and mittens. And they've been bringing them in, donating them to the library, and they are brought to the Flemington Food Pantry, where they are distributed.
And that's it?
I don't know how many we've collected so far.
Lots. So if you go in the library, they're draped along our stairwell, the main stairwell. Mm-hmm. So people are really getting busy. What is there a deadline for knitting?
I don't know. I think they'll take them anytime. And there's on the lower level... There are baskets of yarn if you need some yarn.
Yeah, if you need supplies, we'll supply the supplies. Just knit it up for us. You know how to knit, don't you? Lori said she wants to learn how to knit.
I'm not a really good knitter.
No?
No.
Okay, if you want any more information about Knitters Unite, call Cheryl at 908-788-1422.
And there's information on our website, hclibrary.us.
The Adult Winter Reading Club will kick off on December 26th. That's the day after Christmas, Jennifer. If you like to snuggle by the fire with hot cocoa and a soft blanket, book in hand, while the snow falls gently outside, You must be in Vermont. No. Then this is the club for you. There will be a fun reading challenge, which will be announced in mid-December. After the winter reading is done and the early crocuses and daffodils start popping up, we will have a casual get-together to celebrate. It's this adult winter reading club, a spin-off of the adult summer reading club, which was a spin-off of the youth services summer reading club. It's kind of like, it goes back to All in the Family, right? How many spin-offs?
Or Happy Days. Or the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Okay, Jennifer's staring at me, so I've got to give you one more thing here. How about some North County Branch exhibits that are on display? Let's go for the December ones, Jennifer, since November's almost over. On display at the North County Branch Library in December, it's A Bright and Colorful World. It's a show by the Hunterdon Camera Club. It's in the darkest days and longest nights of winter. The Hunterdon County Camera Club brightens our walls with a spectacular homage to color. Peruse the exhibit between December 2nd and 30th and drop in on Saturday, December 9th, anytime from 1 to 3 at a reception to meet the photographers and chat about their techniques, their subjects, and the fun of photography. And then in the display cases in December, a holiday showcase, delightful dolls from the collection of Ramona Tate. Ramona's doll family is all dressed up and eager to celebrate. For our December display, we will be hosting Barbies, Queens, Brides, First Ladies, and some amazing surprise guests. Visit the exhibit anytime during December and be sure to drop by on Tuesday, December 5th, between 6 and 8 p.m. to meet Ramona at a festive reception with music, goodies, and even more guest dolls.
I hate that word.
What?
Goodies.
Why?
I don't know. I hate it. It grates on my nerves. It's this Saturday at the county complex where the library is.
You know what grates on my nerves?
No. It's a hazardous waste cleanup day between 9 and 1. So check out the county's website, co.hunterdon.nj.us, for more details and to find out what you can bring and drop off. And we did mention we're not going to be here next Thursday. The library is closed next Thursday and Friday.
For Thanksgiving.
Are you giving me a signal or is your nose just itching?
My nose itches.
Okay. But we will be open again on Saturday, December 25th, which will be?
Christmas?
November 5th will be open. So it'll be one short month until Christmas. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be visiting with House Republicans today before they're to take a vote on the House GOP tax cut bill. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans are defending their idea of repealing a key part of Obamacare as part of their version. It's not included in that House version. Republican Representative Tom Cole telling MSNBC today the two chambers will work the problem out when they have to.
Look, we're moving through the normal legislative process, so we'll see what they actually come up with and whether they put it in the bill, and we'll go to conference and work it out.
But some fear that Senate bill may be in trouble after one Republican, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, says
I wouldn't vote for it.
Johnson saying he thinks it unfairly benefits large corporations and not even smaller businesses. The number of women making sexual misconduct allegations against Senate candidate Roy Moore has now reached 8. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. I have to tell you about something that really has changed my life. I was bound and determined to lose weight, get rid of my sleep apnea, and get better sleep because so many health problems are linked to poor sleep. Well, I tried my pillow and I was very skeptical at first. I'm like, oh, a pillow can't really change my sleep life. It did. Normally, I wake up several times a night. The first night I tried my pillow, I didn't wake up a single time. So this pillow is life-changing for me. I love this thing. My pillow is so sure you'll be satisfied. They're offering a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to mypillow.com, mypillow.com, and you can get a deal. You get 50% off two My Pillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. That's four pillows. My kids use the Go Anywhere pillows. That's four pillows. Call 1-800-951-8175, 800-951-8175, and use promo code USA.
It was an unexpected rise in first-time jobless claims last week, and it may signal a tightening of the labor market. The Labor Department reporting this morning that initial claims for unemployment benefits were up by 10,000 to a seasonally adjusted 249,000 for the week that ended last Saturday. It was the second straight week of increased claims. Three UCLA basketball players have thanked President Trump for intervening to get them off the